And the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning there was Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word was God, Holy Ghost, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, speaking you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. God is good, and we have resumed this section of Block Talk Radio. The Lord has exposed us to so many stations and so many TV and so many channels, and they will be very busy with so many channels, but we just resume this Block Talk Radio channel, and I know God's going to bless all of you today as you're listening. I want you to begin to call your friends to call in and enjoy this word. The guest call number is 714-242-6207. Area code 714-242-6207, because the Word of God is going to come to you today and you will never be the same again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word of God. Our text today is taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 1 verse 1. St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. In the beginning, in the timeless past, this Word has been. The Word that changes, the Word that transforms, the Word is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. You need to receive that Word of God this time. In the Word of God, there is power. In the Word of God, there is strength. Holy Spirit, open your ears right now to receive the Word. Jesus is speaking to you, the Word of life, the eternal Word that saves, that heals, that delivers. The Word that has been from the beginning, from timeless past to right now, and then shall remain forever. That is the Word of God you are getting right now through this channel. I want you to begin to talk to your friends and well wishers and everyone around you to tune into this channel right now and receive the Word of life that changes, the Word that saves, the Word that heals, the Word that delivers. In the Word of God, there is power. In the Word of God, there is strength. In the Word of God, there is victory, because Jesus is that Word. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Word, it says, I sent my Word, and my Word went forth to save, to heal, and to deliver. God sent His Word, and His Word went forth to say, to heal, and to deliver. Today, right now, God is sending His Word to this channel. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to lay your right hand on your radio or television or your internet or your laptops, because the Word of God is being sent to this channel unto you, and that Word will deliver you today. That Word will save you today. That Word will heal you right now. This is the time for the Word of God that changes, the Word that saves, the Word that heals. The anointing is flowing through this channel right now. The power of God is flowing. And I tell you, anybody you know that is sick or oppressed and possessed and confused, Jesus is sending His Word right now to reach you wherever you are. There is no distance in prayer. Imagine. Gospel chapter 8 from verse 8 to 16. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 8 to 16. The centurion said to Jesus, he said, Master, only speak thy word and my servant shall be healed. The Word of God travels faster than sound. The Word of God travels faster than light. That Word is coming to you right now, wherever you are, in India, in Asia, in China, in Africa, wherever you are, in any part of the world. Jesus is sending His Word into your homes, into your families, into your office, into your life, into your marriage, into your finances, that you be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is anointed to bring you salvation, deliverance, healing, blessings and prosperity, to give you life and life more abundantly. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has come with His Word to save, to heal, to deliver, and to give you life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. God is a good God. There is no salvation in anywhere except in Jesus. There is no salvation in anywhere except in the Word of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The Word of God is spirit and it's life. The Word of God giveth life. Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Wherever you are right now, I don't care what is going on in your life. I don't care if the devil had you bound. I don't care if you are being sick or oppressed or depressed. I don't care whether you are confused. I don't care whether the devil is forcing you. The Word of God is setting you free right now. Jesus is that Word of God. The Word of God is loosening you right now. The Word of God is bringing you salvation right now. The Word of God is bringing you deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. The scripture says that He casted out the devils by His Word. Jesus casted out the devils just by His Word. Can you imagine how powerful the Word of God is? Just by spoken word, Jesus casted out devils. Every devil that is disturbing your life right now, Jesus is casting them away by the word of God. In the name of Jesus, every demon and oppression and obsession, every spirit that have been confusing your life right now, Jesus is casting them away with his word. He casted out the evil spirits with his word. The word of God is Jesus. The word of God is power. The word of God is life. The word of God is strength. Prophet Jeremiah said, I found your word, and it was like food, and I ate it as food. Jeremiah the prophet, he found the word of God, and he ate it as food. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, he says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Do you want to grow in your Christian faith? Then you got to eat the word of God. The word of God is milk. The word of God is food. The word of God is water. The word of God is life. When you take that word of God into your spirit, it strengthens and empowers you. It gives you life and life more abundantly. In Matthew chapter 4, the devil came to Jesus and tempted Jesus. The devil was telling Jesus to bow down and worship him. The devil was telling Jesus to jump down from the pinnacle. The devil was telling Jesus to turn the stone to bread. Jesus took the word of God and shot it at the devil. It is written. Satan, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. The devil ran away and came again a second time, and Jesus shot him again. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The devil went away and came a third time. Jesus shot him again a bullet. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the Bible says the devil ran away and the angels ministered to him. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 4 from verse 1 to 12. See, the devil is always trying to come against the believer. The devil is trying to come against you, the Christian. The devil is trying to come and steal your health. The devil is trying to come and steal your joy. The devil is trying to come and confuse you. Beloved, I got rhema for you right now, that the word of God is the sword of the spirit. When you shoot the devil with it, the devil cannot stand. That word in Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 11 to the end, Paul was saying, he said, put on the helmet of salvation, put on the shield of faith, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on the loins of truth. Your feet be shod, the preparation of the gospel of Christ. And then Paul says, and take the helmet of salvation. And then he says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. There is a sword of the Spirit. This sword of the Spirit is the offensive weapon of the believer. All other weapons are defensive. The helmet of salvation, the shield, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the loins of truth, they are all defensive weapons. But the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, is the offensive weapon of the believer. We pierce the devil with it. When you pull the word of God and you release it, it is rhema. It is sword. It is two-edged sword, according to Hebrews. It is two-edged sword that cuts the devil, it caught Satan, it caught sickness, it caught demons, it caught the powers of darkness. What a power, what a word. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts the devil, it cuts Satan. When you reach out with the word of God, you are cutting the devil. You are cutting the demons. You are cutting the powers of darkness. You are calling things which be not as though they were. The word of God is creative. It is by the word God created heavens and earth. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Proverbs 18:21, he said, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. All you need to do is to pull the word of God and speak it. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Greater is he that lives in me than the devil that is in the world. Take the word of God and speak it on a daily basis. God will watch over his word to bring it to physical manifestation. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, God said, I will watch over my word to perform it. I will watch over my word to bring it to physical manifestation. The word of God which you speak, God said he will watch over it to bring it to pass. When you speak positive words, God will watch over it to bring it to pass. When you speak negative words, the devil will watch over it to bring it to pass. So you don't need to speak negative words, beloved. You need to speak the word of life. You need to speak the word of salvation. In Romans chapter 10, it says, the word of faith which we preach. We speak the word of faith. We speak the word of God. We speak the word of life. Why will you speak fear? Why will you speak defeat and failure and frustration? Why will you speak negative things? Joshua and Caleb, they spoke the word of faith in Numbers chapter 14. Joshua and Caleb, they spoke the word of faith. We can go over there and take the city. All the other 10 lepers, the other 10 spies, they spoke negative words. They say, we are not able. They say, we are like grasshoppers. And God made sure they died as grasshoppers. I prophesy to you that you will not die like a grasshopper. In the name of Jesus, you will speak the word of faith, and God will honor the word of faith which you speak. Joshua and Caleb entered the promised land because he spoke the word of faith. The woman with the issue of blood in Matthew chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, when I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She was speaking the end from the beginning. You know, God is Alpha and Omega. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. When you speak faith, God honors faith. When you speak defeat, the devil takes control of defeat and brings it to pass. You will not speak defeat in the name of Jesus. You got to speak the word of God, the word that changes, the word that saves, the word that heals, the word that strengthens, the word that empowers. That's what you need. A lot of Christians, because of what is happening in the economy and all these things, they are speaking words of fear and failure and defeat. No, you got to speak the word of God. Abraham said, God will provide. And God indeed provided. He prophesied, said, God will provide. He spoke the word of God. He spoke the word of faith. And God watched over those words to bring them into physical manifestation. Today, I want you to know that you can speak the word of God. The word of God is in your mouth. The rhema word of God, the living word, the spoken word of God is in your mouth. When you take it out of the pages of the Bible, it becomes rhema. But when you read it in the Bible, it is the word of God, which is logos, the living word of God. When you take it off the pages of the Bible and you begin to speak it under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, it becomes rhema. That changes, that transforms, that makes whole. That is the word of God. Wherever you are right now, I want to pray for you. And I know something good is going to happen to you right now. Put your right hand on your laptop or computers or desktop or iPods or radio or television set. Wherever you are in any part of the world right now, the power of God is coming to you. I'm asking the Lord Jesus to send his word into your spirit, soul, and body, into your life, the word of God to save you, to heal you, to deliver you, and to set you free. Receive that word right now. That word makes you whole. That word is a blessing to you. Jesus is the word of God. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive the word of life. Receive the eternal word of God. Receive Jesus into your life right now. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior. Let him have you as his own. Let him set you free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming right now into your spirit, soul, and body. He says, I knock at the door of your heart, and if you will open up for me, I will enter, and then I will soup with you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. Begin to open up your spirit and receive him into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today, give your life to Jesus. Be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let him change you. Let him transform you. Let him make you a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, it says, if any man in Christ a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let all things begin to pass away in your life right now. Begin to live a new life right now. Because Jesus, the Word of God, has come into your spirit to change you and to transform you. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, do your work now. In the lives of everyone who have this word right now, let that word do a work in their lives. In Jesus' name of Nazareth. Amen and amen and amen. I want you to feel free to email me this week, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. And feel free to call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899, or 202-460-7110, 202-460-7110. Also, we invite you to worship with us at Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Welcome you to join us on Saturday evening, 7 p.m. And then on Sundays, we have two sections, 3 p.m. in the afternoon until 6 p.m. And then we have an evening section that starts by 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's great. God is doing great things. People are getting saved, healed, delivered, and blessed by the power of God. Also, on Monday and Tuesday evenings by 7 p.m., we have the Word and Rhema and miracle services every Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. We want you to come with your families. Jesus loves you. We love you too. Please forward this message, forward this link to all your friends and well-wishers all over the world. Let them know that Jesus loves them and we love them too. The word of God is power and is strength. Felicia and I, we send you all greetings and wish you all long life and prosperity. May the word of God continue to empower you and strengthen you and uphold you. The anointing of the word of God comes upon you to break and destroy every yoke from over your life. In the name of Jesus, may you be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, may the anointing of God come upon you right now and destroy every yoke of the enemy from over your life, from over your family, from over your finances. In Jesus' name, be made whole now by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I love you. And we say, God bless you all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers and everyone around you from all over the world. Forward this link, this email, this message to all that you know. Let them receive the word of God also, the word that changes, the word that transforms, the word that makes you whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of God is true. The word of God is life. The word of God is strength. The word of God is power. The word of God is food. The word of God is light. The word of God is healing. And it doeth good like medicine, bringing you life, life more abundantly. in the name of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.